The Targo Series 8 trains, which was a set of trains manufactured by a company called Targo, a Spanish company based in the U.S., were designed for a route between Chicago and Milwaukee for the authorities in Milwaukee. This was done under a Democratic governor at the time. The governor's obviously changed hands to Republicans, and the Republicans, fought against procuring those trains. That led to a lawsuit between the state and Targo. Targo won after several years, and were awarded a $50 million settlement for three trains. And then, the trains became available for sale. So we swooped in and were able to get these trains at a reasonable rate for the state.
So how did you get Babajide Sanwo-Olu, the governor of Lagos, to buy these trains?
So it was actually the MD of Lamata, Lagos Area Metropolitan Transit Authority, who had worked with us in the past, that approached us and said, look, the governor's determined to deliver on his promise to have trains running by Q4 2022. The initial thought process was to go straight to electrification, but we made it clear to them that there's no way we could provide EMUs, electrical multiple unit trains, and electrify the line by the end of this year. It just wasn't practical. And apart from the time frame, the cost would have been exorbitant. But the governor was really determined to get things up and running. So we said, look, the best way to go would be to seek some diesel multiple units that would carry passengers in the interim until, we were ready to go to electrification. So that's kind of how we...
Right. So talk to me about when the trains get there. Will there be a technology transfer, installation? Talk to me about that process. How are you going to handle it?
Interesting one. Thanks for that question. Reliance Rail is working with Targo. The thought process is to move the trains into Lagos and have Lagosians work with Reliance Rail and Targo to retrofit the trains, to reconfigure them, retrofit them to accommodate more passengers, which will create jobs in Lagos and make the trains look more like a metro train than a regional train, which is what they were designed for initially.
How beneficial will this be for the people of Lagos, or Lagosians as they call them?
Well, one of the biggest problems that anybody will agree on in Lagos is traffic.
Right.
The situation with traffic. The red line happens to be, from projections, the busiest corridor of all the six corridors that are being looked at right now. And so the Governor Sanwo-Olu really wanted desperately to try and serve that community, ensure that they can reduce the amount of traffic and just create ease of flow of people from the Agbado axis into Oyinbo and subsequently Marina.
You know, one of the challenges that a lot of Africans face has to do with maintenance.
Yes.
Now, is there an agreement about maintaining these trains to ensure that they last for the duration for which these trains were manufactured?
It's interesting that you raise this. Reliance Rail International happens to be a Texas-based company. We're working with Targo. We will be handling that's the thought process anyway. We'll be handling the maintenance for the first five years on these trains, and some we should be able to handle that quite conveniently with Nigerians, training Nigerians to be able to take over the maintenance going forward.
What should be the expectations of Nigerians? Because this will not only benefit the people of Lagos or Lagosians, but anybody who visits the state.
Well, this is the first of several steps that the Governor Sanwo-Olu intends to deliver on. This was a quick response to a huge problem. And there are other plans afoot. So, we'll be looking at additional trains in January, February next year. And he's looking to meet his commitment of 500,000 passengers a day on that line.